Hey guys, I'm Jordan, and this here with me today is my partner, Nicolette.
Welcome to our podcast, Thinking About the Incan. Today we are discussing Incan quipus and what they could mean.
The Incas were one of the first American civilizations. They were located in the east coast of present-day Peru in the Andes Mountains. While there were people living in the area before, the Incan Empire started in 1438 AD and ended in 1532 AD, lasting only about 100 years.
The empire fell when a Spanish conquistador, Francisco Pizarro, took over their empire. According to the article, Unraveling an Incan Mystery in the Andes, a burial site discovery of knotted string is called quipu, has experts wondering what ancients were trying to tell us by Chris Hardman. The Spaniards took many detailed notes on the Incan and their history. One thing they didn't record much on were Incan quipus.
Aren't those the string things they use to count supplies and keep track of populations?
Yes. Quipus have one main cord with pendant cords hanging from it. The pendants may have attachments called subsororities. Knots are then placed strategically to represent numeral values. They can be made of cotton or camel fibers, which are made from the fleece of a member of the camel family, such as llama, and be many different colors. But now researchers aren't all that sure if that is all they were used for. Some think it may have been used for more.
That's right. Now I remember. I read an article not too long ago about the quipus. The article, Signs of an Incan Quipu, Binary Coding in the Andean Knotted String Records, mentions how some scholars believe that quipus could also be used for writing down the memories of those who created them, or that they could contain narrative information.
One of the biggest researchers of the subject is an anthropologist, Erin. With the help of Carrie J. Brizon, he created a database to store all the information.
In the database, Erton has information on over 350 quipu, with a total of 30,000 strings. Using the database, Erton searches for patterns in the quipus. Recently, the two researchers found a connection that links 7 of the 22 quipu found at Perujuku.
There is another set of quipus that scholars believe they have deciphered. It has 730 strings organized into two groups. Erton had interpreted this as a two-year calendar.
Why didn't the Spanish record as much about the quipus as they did the other things in the Incan history? Sure would have made this a whole lot easier.
Yes, Jordan, it sure would have. It is believed that the Spaniards didn't pay much attention to the quipus because they didn't understand them. For people like us and the Spaniards who are used to alphabetic mentalities, we don't understand the writing of quipus well.
Well, that's a shame. It's going to take us over 500 years to decode these quipus. All because the Spaniards wouldn't take the time to learn about something that was different. And even then, we may never fully understand them.
The Incans really were a great advanced civilization, and it's a good thing we are starting to learn even more about them.
And that's a wrap, guys. If you enjoyed learning about Incan quipus, tune in next time to learn about how and why the Incans built Machu Picchu.